Christie is the title of a short film directed by Brendan Canty. It's been shown at the 2019 Cork Film Festival as part of the Fish Aaron Screen Ireland World Premiere Shorts. Screening of this and other short movies featured at the festival will take place this Saturday, November the 16th. But right now, Brendan Canty, director of Christie, is in our studio in Cork. The title kind of tells us whose story's been told here, Brendan. But is there a relationship to your own, a story of your own in Christie's story?
No.
I thought there was.
No. No, it's kind of an observation of, I think a lot of things that me and I guess the writer have come across in the last few years and probably grown up in Cork. We got the idea started a few years ago. I would have went up to Knocknaheeny on bonfire night to take photographs, and I ended up getting talking to some teenagers who were drinking cans around a fire.
And how would you describe Knocknaheeny for people who don't know Cork and that particular suburb?
It's up the top of the city. You can see it from everywhere. Just look for the water tower. I guess it's a working class area of the city. There's an amazing sense of community. From our experiences, it definitely would have been the place growing up as a kid that you might have been like nervous to go playing football in because it was one of those working class areas of the city. But I spent a lot of time there in the last year making this film, and the community just absolutely take you in and make you give you the key to the place once you're there and bringing something to the people and to the youth there, like, you know.
And it is essentially, it's a story of a group of young fellas. Now, it's a short film, so there's only you can only tell a certain amount of story in essentially, I suppose, 14 minutes or thereabouts, including the credits. So we're probably talking in 12 minutes or somewhere
14,
in that region of actual screen time. So just give me a little sense of what attracted you to Christie, the character.
Just going back to those kids that I met at this... at bonfire night back in 2016, there was just kind of a sense of, like, they were asking me what I did and I was saying that I was a filmmaker up taking photographs, and this was just like so far away from anything they ever thought they could do themselves. They were like, God, I'd love to do something like that. And I was kind of like, well, why can't you, you know, like, and they just didn't believe that they could do that, you know. It wasn't in their realm. You have to go to college and do stuff like that. That didn't commute, and it didn't really commute with me. I was like, well, you do your leaving cert, you know, college is kind of free here. It didn't make sense, and it was just kind of worlds colliding, and I just thought about it for a long time, and I talked to Alan about it, and just the lack of
confidence. And the Alan you're talking about there is Alan O'Gorman, the screenwriter,
yeah. Someone I've been writing with for years, probably one of my oldest friends. We would have grown up together and played football together, and we would have shared in a lot of stories just involved with Cork growing up.
And I suppose Alan and yourself would be coming, safe enough to say, from a middle class background and a very different experience from the types of experience that Christie and the youth that we hear about and hear from in the film have had.
Yeah, exactly.
I suppose the major plot point of the film is that Christie is behaving himself on this particular day that when we first meet him, because he's going to have an interview the following day for a job, and all the lads around him are thinking, what's he on about doing an interview? So let's have a listen to a clip actually from Christie, and this is him at the interview, and his CV has been written by somebody else,
his brother,
and here is the guy who's interviewing him is actually reading the CV and asking him about it.
Says you got some experience, yeah?
Yeah.
You did some labouring.
I did, yeah.
For Davy Gleeson?
Davy, yeah.
Aye. Davy's a good friend of mine. Know him over 25 years. He gets all the supplies for me. How come I've never seen you with him?
Well, it was only temporary, like.
All right. So if I ring Davy now, he'll tell me that you worked for him, yeah?
Yeah, he will, yeah. Well, I mean, he should, yeah.
What do you mean he should? Either will or he won't.
Well, I didn't work for him that long. I only worked for him for 2 or 3 months, so he might remember me.
2 or 3 months?
Yeah.
You wrote down here that you worked for him for 6 months. And actually, the way it looks, you worked for him every day for 6 months. There's a huge difference between 6 and 2, isn't there?
Yeah.
Because, like, if you were down on my tails, there's a big difference between 200 euros and 600 euros, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I know that, but I can count money.
But not months, is it? January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Happy Christmas. Now, listen, young fella. I'm under enough pressure now today without yokes like you coming in and wasting my fucking time. Tell me, did you work for Davey or not? Did you?
No.
Fuck off over here, kid.
That's Ciarán Birmingham there as Hanley, the guy who's giving the interview, if you like, and Christy, played by Daniel Power, who is the young fella looking for the job in that tale. It gives us a sense of how he really is a fish out of water, putting himself in front of this guy in the office and has no idea how to even approach this.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And, like, aside from this, so you see Christy very nervous about this job interview, feeling like it's a world apart from him. But then aside from this in the film, you see all these kids who probably would have been Christy 5 or 6 years earlier. And they're like scrounging around Cork, trying to build these bonfires, finding pallets, finding wood. And when Christy comes upon them, they obviously have a lot of time for Christy. You can see that. But he's given them advice on how to build a bonfire, like, you know, the best ways to build it, you know, where to get the stuff from. So you could tell that Christy was one of these kids. And these kids are like, they're kind of based on a lot of kids that I would have seen, growing up in Cork, but living in the Liberties in Dublin as well. Like, and they would do bonfire night around Halloween or whatever. But these kids are like, they're smart, they're quick, yeah, they're capable, they're up at 9 a.m. then, like, they're looking for wood, they've got workman's gloves on, you know, they're the most intelligent kids you're going to come across. And
it did strike me, Brendan, that maybe perhaps one of the things about this film is a little bit different from, because we have seen, I think it's fair enough to say, we've seen the story of the young, you know, the young man who's in a situation that is very hard to break out of, and that there's all sorts of peer pressures on him. I'm not so sure that we've seen it. We've certainly seen it in a Dublin setting previously. We've had that, but we haven't seen the Cork version of that story. Was that in your mind anywhere?
Yeah, me and Alan have talked for a while about wanting to write a story in Cork. It's been so important to us. On our first short, we set it in Dublin, just because we worked with the actors and it came from a music video I made, but we always
wanted... The music video being, I presume, the Hosier hit Take Me to Church, a huge video.
No, that was actually set in Cork.
All right, okay.
No. It was a video for Gavin James, and Barry Keoghan was in it, and this girl, Gabby Murphy. But we always wanted to come back to Cork, and like anytime we'd talk, and like Alan lives abroad now, but anytime we'd talk, it's always about like stories from like when we played football or this or that, or... And it was, I guess, where both of us, where our passion lied, and I think before like I'm going to talk about Young Offenders, like before Young Offenders, I think not that people would have put their nose up about it, but I don't think people knew there was an appetite for the Cork accent or like,
yeah. And I suppose to be clear, the Young Offenders, they may be similar characters in some ways, but as the Young Offenders has taken a much more comic approach than your movie has taken. Do you think the character of Christy, because it really struck me at the end of the 14 minutes, I wanted to see and hear more about him. Do you think he can develop him perhaps into a longer film?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's, I mean, look, there's so much scope for these characters. And that, like, we started it as a short film. And, like, I just like to point out that, like, all of the kids in the film, and for people who haven't seen it, there's eight kids in total, all street cast, never acted before, the lead included.
You wouldn't know it, that's for sure.
You wouldn't know it, but, like, I mean, they're just so inspiring to me. Yeah. Like, the best cast I've ever worked with. And like.
All right. Well, listen. I hope that the cast can come together for a longer version.
I think that's my point. Hope. There's such a world that these kids have generated for us and inspired in us. So fingers crossed.
Well, fingers crossed indeed. That's Brendan Canty there talking about his short movie Christy, and it will be screened this Saturday at the Everyman Theatre in Cork as part of Fiche Éireann Screen Ireland, the world premiere shots. Part of the Cork Film Festival kicks off this evening, runs through until November the 17th. Saturday's event runs from 3:30 at the Everyman, and you can find out full details of everything happening at the festival, corkfilmfest.org. That is our lot for this evening.